The sailor came home from the sea, as many a song will tell. He wanted to live by the green trees, on the green side of a hill. He brought with him an outlandish wife, both dangerous and proud. You could tell her by her scaly tail from 100 wives in a crowd. She called herself by 13 names he knew her by but one. The first time that he lay with her, she bore him a son. The sun was like a whiting fish with his tail curled through his eye. She looked at him with a hateful heart and said, lay this one by. She laid him on the riverbank and the tide was full in flood. He floated out upon the ebb in a streak of silver blood. She looked back at her sailor with the foam behind her ear. Call her, oh, his lovely girl, his mackerel heart so true. The next time that he lay with her, he got no child at all. So he tried the game again, and he rode her for a fall. She was his rearing water horse, his bridle was so short. He swore that he had caught her and he held what he had caught. In time she bore another son, and this was a raging bear. He stood upon two timber legs and his arms were black with hair. His nose was blunt as oak wood, his eyes were a charcoal glow, and round the hillside trees like a cannonball he goes. The sailor then said to his wife, now the first was of the sea, but this one, he's a landward son and he belongs to me. She fell back pale upon her bed and the gate of her mouth shut to. She swore I'll never have no more if they must be claimed by but so she smiled, she broke her oath, and she with young grew full. She took herself all by herself to the edge of a seaweed pool. And there she has a third brought forth, and he was round and small. His body tight and prickly, and rolled up in a ball. Now was he, as she always said, an urchin of the way? As his father said, a hedgehog hard and gray. We cannot know, so jealously she kept him in her care. The sailor never could come at him for all that he might dare.